Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 12th of May. Alan Swinbank, who trains at Melsonby near Richmond in North Yorkshire, had a productive evening at Thirsk last Saturday night when he recorded four winners, all of them ridden by Ben Curtis, while Kieran Fallon, fresh from his success in the 2000 Guineas the previous Saturday, was also on the score sheet at Thirsk when Famous Kid won the race for maidens over 1 mile in the colours of Godolphin. Well, going back to Alan Swinbank, he has a good chance of winning the opening race today, Monday at Doncaster, a middle distance handicap race for amateur riders with Deep Resolve, ridden by Simon Walker. Equity Risk, trained at Hambleton near Thirsk by Kevin Ryan, is my selection in the handicap race over 7 furlongs at 3.50, while Petergate looks the part in the handicap race for 3-year-olds over 7 furlongs at 5 o'clock. There are 8 races today at Doncaster, starting at 1.40. There are also 8 races tomorrow, Tuesday at Beverley, beginning at 2 o'clock. Recent Hamilton Park winner Ted's brother can follow up in the handicap race over the extended mile at 4 o'clock. Well, Sheriff Hutton trainer Mark Walford could have a couple of winners, Barleycorn Lady in the 4.30 race and Sir Pertan in the concluding race at 5.35. Well, the focus then is very much on the 3-day Dante Festival at York as the 2014 season on the Naismire begins on Wednesday. There's record prize money of £1 million on offer during the Dante Festival as racing starts at 1.45 on all 3 days. Well, there should be significant clues at York regarding the next two classic races, the Derby and the Oaks at Epsom next month, as well as Royal Ascot. The Tattersall's Mussy Dora Stakes on Wednesday is for top-class 3-year-old fillies as they strive to put down a marker for the Investec Oaks next month. Sprinters take part in the other group race on Wednesday, the Duke of York Clipper Logistics Stakes. On Thursday, leading Derby contenders have their opportunity in the Group 2 Betfred Dante Stakes. And this famous contest has been a major trial for the Derby, and last year's winner, Libertarian, trained in North Yorkshire by Elaine Burke, went on to finish second in the Derby to emphasise the significance of the Dante Stakes. The other Group 2 race on Thursday, the Betfred Middleton Stakes, is a £100,000 contest for fillies and mares, a race won last year by the French-trained filly Dalcala. On Friday, Stayers take centre stage in the Yorkshire Cup, a Group 2 contest of over 1.75 miles, supported by Skybet. Glenn's Diamond, trained at Malton by Richard Fahey, won last year's race by a nose from the French-trained Top Trip and was returned at 25-1. Well, there's a full weekend of racing coming up for Yorkshire race goers at Thirsk on Saturday afternoon and Doncaster in the evening, followed by Ripon's Family Day Sunday meeting. It's Irish Day at Thirsk on Saturday, starting at 2.15, while it's the Visit Bawtry race evening at Doncaster, starting at 5.25. Legendary Rockers Status Quo play live after racing at Doncaster. Ripon's Family Day Sunday meeting begins at 2:10, and there's a meeting next Monday afternoon at Redcar, starting at 2.20. Enjoy your racing.